This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. It's time to take the relay of national amateur radio news from VK1WIA.
I'm Graham, VK4 Baker Baker. This week, WIA Director Giles Kirby, VK5GK, with the work the board is doing, plus hopefully much, much more in this edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia. It's for week commencing February 25, 2024. Ahead of the WIA Director, Australiana and government program to boost mobile coverage along regional roads. Critical comms have reported how communities and commuters across regional and remote Australia are set to benefit from improved mobile coverage on roads and highways as a result of the federal government's new $50 million Regional Roads Australia mobile program. The pilot program will fund new infrastructure or the expansion of existing infrastructure on regional highways and major roads and inform development of a scaled-up national program. Multi-carrier coverage will also be prioritised to improve consumer choice and access. The Regional Roads Australia mobile program will help deliver targeted solutions that address unique local challenges, boosting mobile connectivity for communities and commuters alike, said Minister for Communications Michelle Rowland.
This is Giles Kirby, VK5 Golf Kilo, delivering the WIA Director's update. Firstly, I'd like to draw your attention to a couple of volunteer roles. You can find the full descriptions on the last page of the latest AR magazine. We're seeking to improve our digital footprint and evolve certain areas within our IT infrastructure. I encourage qualified individuals to reach out to us. Expressions of interest can be sent to our secretary. Secondly, the WIA Merit Awards Program identifies and recognises sustained outstanding achievement in the diverse field of amateur radio that furthers the science of radio and or service to the WIA. It plays an important role in promoting excellence, with nominations made by several WIA members and decided by the Board of Directors. Nominations for WIA awards to be presented at this year's AGM will close on the 31st of March. Please see our website for full details. This has been Giles Kirby, VK5 Golf Kilo, delivering the Director's Update, 73s.
Now, international news with Jason. Victor Kilo 2, Lima Alpha Whiskey.
Hello. Leading this week's international news, bill introduced to eliminate private land use restrictions on amateur radio. US Senators Roger Wicker and Richard Blumenthal introduced a bill January 30, 2024, the state companion bill introduced last June. Both bills reflect the congressional campaign efforts by the ARRL to eliminate homeowner association land use restrictions that prohibit, restrict, or impair the ability of an amateur radio operator to install and operate amateur station antennas on residential properties they own. Amateur radio operators repeatedly are relied upon to provide essential communications when disaster strikes, but their ability to do so is being impaired by the exponential growth of residential private land use restrictions that hinder their ability to establish stations in their homes with which to train and provide emergency communications when called upon. In announcing the introduction of the bill, Senator Wicker said, "Because communication during natural disasters is often hindered, we should be making every effort to give folks more options. Reliable access to make the difference between life and death in an emergency. Our legislation removes roadblocks for amateur radio operators looking to help their friends, families and neighbours." In a similar announcement, Senator Blumenthal stated, "Our measure will help clarify the rules so ham radio enthusiasts can successfully continue their communications. In the face of emergency or crisis, hams provide vital, life-saving information." An unspecified defect in early model Starlink satellites has prompted SpaceX to preemptively deorbit the units before they potentially fail and become hazards in low Earth orbit. The company has already initiated the disposal of 406 units from the nearly 6,000 satellites launched to date. Among these, 17 are currently non-manoeuvrable but are expected to naturally decay and eventually burn up in Earth's atmosphere in the coming years. However, the decision to deorbit a large batch of approximately 100 satellites within a brief amount of time is certainly out of the ordinary. ARRL and Amateur Radio Digital Communications have represented amateur radio at a symposium in Washington at which the top domestic spectrum policymakers from across the federal government considered implementation of the National Spectrum Strategy. ARRL ensures that amateur radio is represented at sessions such as this so that decision makers understand amateur radio's roles when spectrum decisions are made, including its substantial contributions to student interest and education in STEM subjects at schools and its role during emergencies and natural disasters. Skeptics question disappearance of Alabama radio tower. Some observers doubt WJLX's tower was stolen, but the general manager stands by his account. The alleged theft of that tower in Jasper, Alabama, which we told you about earlier this month, gained attention from national and international media outlets, USA Today, The Guardian, South China Morning Post and many others. But it's also generated a lot of snarky comments from some observers, including several radio engineers who doubt the plausibility of the story. Some commenters speculated that WJLX had failed to maintain its AM site over time but needed to keep its related FM translator on the air and required a cover story. One unattributed comment in a Facebook group insisted that the AM had been off the air for several years and the site neglected, but that rumours of an FCC complaint about the silent AM led him to believe there might be soon an inspection revealing the tower's sad state and inability to operate. GM Brett Elmore followed up by saying, "People are going to speculate and they think it's an inside job, but I can assure you I had nothing to do with it," he said. "We didn't disassemble a 200-foot tower or steal the equipment." Elmore says he's given police access to records from the utility company that provides service to the tower site that shows electrical usage until the alleged theft that proved the station had been in operation prior to the tower disappearing. When asked why no listeners reported the station being off the air, he said an elderly woman who listens to the AM station for its church programming typically would have called him if the station was off the air, as she'd done in the past. "I really can't tell you why we didn't get a call," he said. "Anywhere there's a camera, now there's a risk. Billions of users at risk of peeping Toms." This Week in Amateur Radio has an article which is quite disturbing. A new threat to privacy has emerged as scientists in the US have found a way to spy on video feeds from cameras in devices ranging from smartphones to home security systems. The method, known as EMI, can even capture images through walls, raising huge concerns about the potential for misuse. The research, led by Kevin Fu, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Northeastern University, targets a vulnerability in the data transmission cables within most modern cameras. These cables unintentionally act as radio antennas, leaking electromagnetic information that can be picked up and decoded to reveal real-time video. For VK1 WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
Kinews Workbench. Homeowners Associations, HOAs for short, are private organisations that oversee the management of some residential communities. HOAs establish sets of rules and regulations called bylaws for those living in the community to follow. So, with the influx of over 50 retirement and lifestyle villages and resorts springing up across the countryside for we baby boomers, a stealth antenna idea from the USA and K5VOP is worth a look-see. Who could possibly ask for it to be taken down with Anzac Day approaching, not to mention our King's birthday or the Australia Day, January 26 next year? This is from Paul and I read, "I wanted to share my Hustler 6BTV to flagpole antenna conversion for those in an HOA who are tired of taking their antenna down all the time. I added a few zip ties, a lightweight flag and a salute to my Hustler, and I have it up 24/7, even though everybody can see it. The antenna loses its factory wind rating with the flag, but I just tilt it down when big storms come through, even though it's withstood up to 48 mile per hour gusts. Now, hopefully this gives some HOA operators an idea to keep an antenna up 24/7. WIA Text News this week has a link to Paul's YouTube view.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA News for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. VK2WI provides this news bulletin on a range of frequencies from 160 metres through to 23 centimetres, along with relays via many regional VHF and UHF repeaters. We thank the operators of these systems for their time and effort. This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Hi. Now, contest-wise, 2024. New Zealand's Jock White Memorial Field Day is happening now, 24-25 February. Also on air this weekend, Worldwide Patagonia DX Contest, February 25th. The first Worldwide Patagonia DX Contest takes place over a 24-hour period, beginning at 0000 hours UTC today, February 25. Sponsored by Argentine amateur radio operators, all radio amateurs from across the world are invited to participate in this inaugural event. Multiple categories, certificates and plaques will be available. A couple of categories worth noting are the YL and also a Rocky operator. The operator obtained their first amateur radio license less than 3 years before the contest date. Lady operator. Only female operators can participate in this category, competing each other for a certificate, regardless of the country or continent. Full rules are available on the WWPDXC website. ARRDX phone contest March 2 and 3. Use only the 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. IAAUHF World Championship, the second full weekend of July, that is 13-14. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest, July 21st. The Trans-Tasman Contest, always held on the third weekend in July, aims to encourage low band activity between VK and ZL. Only contest bands 160, 80, 40 are allowed with SSB, CW and digital, that is RIDI or PSK. This contest is another official WIA contest that will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. August 17-18, Remembrance Day Contest. 44th Alara Contest, and this Alara Contest is always held on the last full weekend of August. Starts Saturday 25th of August at 0600 hours UTC. Ends Sunday 26th of August at 0559 hours UTC. Contacts made on EchoLink will also be accepted. DX window to the world. Thailand. Members of the Radio Amateur Society of Thailand are QRV as HS60RAST until March 10. To celebrate the Society's 60th anniversary, and to QSL HS60RAST, you send via HS6MYW. Solomon Islands. H44MS Burnett is operating in the Solomon Islands until the end of April on HF, using SSB and FT8. QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Belize. UE DL8UD is QRV as V31KO until March 6. However, he will be active as V30 in the ARRL International DXSSB contest. QSL both V30 and V31KO via his home call, DL8UD. Ice is nice. We radio amateurs are renowned for coming up at lots of silly to others, contests and special events, but this one, held last weekend, I don't recall us mentioning previously, and yet it was their 9th year of melting the ice. The Stillwater, northeast of Minnesota, Amateur Radio Association's ice station, W0JH, operated during the US President's Day weekend in their 9th year for the special event held to drive away the remainder of the Minnesota winter by generating as much RF as possible over the President's Day long weekend. Under the right conditions, the club operate on frozen Lake Elmo, just outside of St. Paul in Minnesota. Well, as the rain pours down in Ingham for VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, CW. Solve the mystery by decoding from CW a weekly clue. A satellite, Hades F, will send a clue each week in CW, so radio amateurs will have the chance to solve the mystery by having all the clues. main mission for Hades F, also known as Maria G, is to be an FM repeater, but it will also include this simple guess game being implemented by students at a Madrid high school. Amateur radio satellite Maria G, or Hades F, is planned to launch from the UK's Saxavord spaceport later this year. Worldwide special interest groups, digital. Brandmaster adds Tetra-based network. February 14th, 2024, Brandmaster recently integrated a Tetra-based network to their flagship Brandmaster DMR network. Tetra improves upon DMR by utilising four time slots, full duplex conversations and superior voice quality. Worldwide special interest groups, Funnel Frontier. Upcoming rideshare launch to include amateur payloads. The SpaceX F9 Transporter 10 rideshare mission has been scheduled to launch on the 1st of March 2024. In addition to a half dozen commercial payloads, two amateur satellites are on the launch manifest. Sonate 2 from Germany and Crocube from Croatia. Firstly, for Sonate 2, it's a 6U plus CubeSat designed and built by the University of Würzburg in Germany. As for many university satellites, the mission objectives of the Sonate 2 satellite can be divided into three different parts. The operation of an amateur radio payload, the development and operation of the satellite for the education of students, and the operation of a novel payload as a technology demonstration in space. The amateur payload of Sonate 2 consists of a VHF transceiver that was already built for the predecessor mission Sonate over the course of several student theses. For Sonate 2, additional student theses extended the transceiver functionalities. It will provide regular SSTV downlinks with images from the optical sensors included in the AI payload, as well as an APRS digipeater and CW beacon. And Crocube is a 1U CubeSat mission to support the Croatian, but also worldwide, amateur radio community with many ham services and activities. The mission's goal is also to facilitate the technological development of Croatia, create an advanced society focused on prosperity and innovation, and increase participation in the global space sector. Also, drive Croatia into the space era, increase interest in astronomy and space projects, and develop STEM and tech entrepreneurship, create a platform for founding a space centre in Croatia, increase investments and employment in robotics, technology and ICT, and finally reduce unemployment and prevent brain drain. Crocube will provide these ham services: AX25 telemetry, CW beacon, digipeater, anniversary special occasions, AX25 and CW messages for community engagement, experimental SSDV transmissions, and SatNOG's integration decoder dashboard. SpaceX delays Crew 8 astronaut launch to make way for private moon mission. NASA's next astronaut launch will delay nearly a week to let a moon mission leave Earth first. NASA's Crew 8 astronauts, who will launch on a SpaceX Crew Dragon, will fly to space no earlier than February the 28th. The delay from February 22nd will make room for the expected launch of Intuitive Machines Moonlander from the same launch pad at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Odysseus, a robotic lunar lander built by the Houston-based company Intuitive Machines, lifted off atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, KSC, in Florida early in the morning on Thursday, February 15th. If all goes according to plan, Odysseus, designated IM-1, will touch down near the moon's southern pole on February 22nd, becoming the first ever private spacecraft to ace a lunar landing. Success would also be a big deal for the United States, which hasn't been to the lunar surface since NASA's Apollo 17 mission more than a half century ago.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1 WIA News for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. A bulletin of news compiled by Amateur Radio New South Wales follows this bulletin from VK1WIA. VK2WI News has coverage throughout Southeast Australia, and clubs, groups and individuals are invited to contribute content by email to news@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
Worldwide special interest groups, radio amateur young timers, YOTA, youngsters on the air. Here's Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Bruce. As part of a two-day learning experience, Mike Cook and Tom Cole, who are members of the Madison County Amateur Radio Club, presented etiquette tips and other topics to 5th and 6th graders at East Elementary School in Madison County, Indiana. As several students huddled around him, Mike strained to hear a clear voice through crackling static coming from the speaker of his ham radio console. "Some people can't hear as well as others," Cook told them. "They may just get on and start calling. Usually people will be nice enough to say, 'Excuse me, you're interrupting a QSO or a conversation.'" Now from Madison County, Indiana to Scranton, Pennsylvania. Many college students participate in sports, listen to music, or play video games in their spare time, but the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, IEEE student member Gerard Pekinney, prefers ham radio. He's been involved since his uncle introduced him to it when he was a youngster. Gerard's call sign is KD2ZHK. Gerard is pursuing an electrical engineering degree at the University of Scranton. He is a junior and is president of the university's W3 USR Amateur Radio Club. He is also a member of Scranton's IEEE student branch, the IEEE Club. Another of his passions is robotics. He captained one of the university's club's teams that participated in the Micro Mouse competition held during the October IEEE Region 2 Student Activities Conference. The Scranton team competed against other student branches to build and program small robots to navigate a maze in the shortest time possible, with the team placing second. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney.
Worldwide special interest groups, IOTA, 7B4K, Katawai Island, OC144. The Banker and Balatung Islands de-expedition team, signing as 7B4K, will be active from Katawai Island, OC144, Banker and Balatung Islands during May 24th to 26th, 2024. QRV on HF bands. Check qrz.com entry for more info, including QSL manager. QTH is an island between Singapore and Jakarta. 5H4AYL, Pemba Island, AF063. CISA, OM4AYL, is active from Pemba Island, Tanzania, AF063, as 5H4AYL during February 18th to 28th, QRV on HF bands, QSL, SH4AYL, via her home call, OM4AYL. And Madagascar, Nosy Bay, AF057. Listen for Borat, S53BV, on the air holiday style as SR8BV from Nosy Bay, IOTA number AF057, Madagascar, now until the 3rd of March. Is operating on 80 and 40 metres using CW and SSB. QSL 5R88V via club logs OQRS or direct to home call S53BV. Worldwide special interest groups, Podcast World. This is a story on an Australian company taking on the world. Australian branded podcast shop, The Piers Project, has landed on US shores as it raises its first ever investment round with Los Angeles-based venture firm S&P Ventures. The Piers Project has opened a New York office. The company says it aims to work with American startups looking to promote themselves with a podcast. Sam Mahmood, S&P Ventures co-founder and chief business development officer, said, the podcasting audience is projected to hit 500 million listeners by the end of 2024 and exceeding $43 billion in revenue by 2032, signifying the substantial opportunity for businesses to capitalize on this growing trend. The size of S&P Ventures' investment into the Aussie podcast company was not released. The Pierce Project describes itself as Australia's first and only women-owned podcast agency. Founded in 2018 by Michelle Akaidnor, the branded podcast agency has produced shows for brands worldwide, including Shopify and Alibaba. And to give yet another example of how prolific podcasting is, the Podcasts Academy's fourth annual awards for excellence in audio, otherwise known as the AMBYs, includes 192 nominees across 27 categories, with a ceremony set for March 26th in Los Angeles. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Rescue Radio. The Emergency Alert System, EAS, is a national public warning system within the United States of America that requires radio and TV broadcasters, cable TV, wireless cable systems, satellite and wireline operators to provide the president with capability to address the American people within 10 minutes during a national emergency. Now, their FCC is pushing for expansion of multilingual emergency alerts. However, broadcast engineers are already pondering the complexity of the upgrade for existing EAS equipment. The proposal outlines ways to give emergency managers the option of using pre-scripted template alert messages and pre-recorded audio files in non-English languages when initiating alerts over the emergency alert system. Those recordings would be stored in the EAS device of broadcasters. The FCC proposes creating template alert scripts in the 13 most commonly spoken non-English languages in the US. The non-English languages would include, among others, Spanish, Chinese, Arabic, Hindi, Portuguese, and Italian. According to US Census data, more than 26 million people in the US report that they do not speak English very well, or at all. A key multilingual alerting challenge faced is translating time-sensitive alerts into additional languages during crises. Does Australia have an EAS alarm? In a way, yes. Not over radio, etc., but our existing emergency alert system, established in 2009, is a location-based SMS system and can also call landlines with automated alerts. The system was used in the 2019-20 Black Summer bushfires, with almost 500,000 landline calls and over 4 million text messages sent to residents in affected areas. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF Portable 5 in Adelaide.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au
2024, it's a date in VK2. Today, it's the HF Antenna Day. VK4, the Gladstone Amateur Radio Club's barbecue, 9th of March. Redcliffe and District's Redfest, April 6th in VK4. The WIA AGM to be held in VK4 in Bundaberg, May 4 and 5. National Volunteer Week, Monday the 20th to Sunday the 26th of May. The Australian Fox Hunting Championships, Mount Gambier, June 8 and 9, and with more, John.
This is John, VK5DJ for the South East Radio Group. The tradition continues. The Australian Fox Hunting Championships will be held in Mount Gambier on the King's Birthday weekend, 8th and 9th of June. It's time to brush off the fox hunting gear, fine-tune the preamps and check the antennas. What devious and car-swallowing locations will be used by the foxes in 2024? The convention will be held on a Sunday, topped off by the convention dinner in the evening. See you there.
Thanks, John, VK5DJ. The Gold Coast Hamfest happens October 31, the venue still to be announced. VK5 Amateur Radio Experimenters Group Radio and Electronics Sale, Saturday, October 26, 10 a.m, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. And Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Alabambie Avenue, Rosebud. Now till next we meet, and that will be next week, I'm Graham, VK4 Baker Baker. Walk softly.
Thanks to Graham and the WIA National News Team. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this morning, John, VK2JV, and in engineering is Stuart, VK2BMX. Stuart was going to be announcing this morning, but apparently he's lost his voice. So if you see his voice anywhere, please contact the office on 02 944 0123. The weather here at Dural, it's a small amount of cloud, but mostly clear. Temperature of around 20 degrees Celsius. Rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week was 78 millimetres. Our transmitter status is all okay. This news bulletin is also streamed live on our website at arnsw.org.au/audio. Silent Key. It is with regret that we begin this week with news of a silent key. We have been advised of the passing of Peter Sturt, VK2ZRT and VK2ZTV, on the night of Monday, February 19th, at the age of 71. Peter began his journey in amateur radio in the 70s, embracing new challenges and technologies, and becoming one of the founding members of the Newcastle Amateur Radio and ATV Group, now the Newcastle Amateur Radio Club. Peter was instrumental in developing an ATV repeater based around a 4CX250B amplifier, which transmitted colour TV pictures across Newcastle, with noise-free images received over 100 kilometres to the west. He spearheaded development of early 2-metre radio repeaters, eventually situating them at Mount Sugarloaf, providing comprehensive coverage to the Newcastle area. Peter's innovative spirit did not wane over the years. He was more recently involved with installation of DMR radio repeaters to provide coverage across Newcastle and the Hunter Valley. Peter also co-founded a successful communications business, a testament to his entrepreneurial spirit and interest in technical achievement. While Peter's departure will be deeply felt by many amateur radio amateurs in the Newcastle and surrounding areas who admired and respected him, his legacy will endure through the countless lives he touched and the indelible mark he left on the amateur radio community. Please pause with us now while we remember Peter. Vale Peter Sturt, VK2ZRT and VK2ZTV. That was advised by Sparrow, VK2YHX, on behalf of the Newcastle Amateur Radio Club.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. 2010 marked 100 years of organised amateur radio activity in Australia. It was in March 1910 that a meeting held in Sydney evolved into the WIA, the world's oldest national amateur radio society. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week. The ARNSW presentation program for 2024 started today with the first of a two-part HF antenna presentation. Part two of the HF antenna presentation will be on Sunday, the 28th of April, with further topics and presenters sharing their experiences. We'd like to thank those members that have responded to our recent calls to volunteer. We still need further volunteers for the VK2WI roster and are also seeking expressions of interest from members interested in remote roles. Contact the office or email news@arnsw.org.au for more information about the positions available. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123. VK2WI news bulletins are also relayed through a network of regional repeaters, and we'd like to thank these clubs for their continued support of our new service. Some of these clubs also arrange to take callbacks for us at the end of the bulletin, but if callbacks are not taken on your relay outlet, you can let us know directly by email to callbacks@arnsw.org.au. We would like to hear from you. ARNSW 2024 AGM. The 2024 AGM of Amateur Radio New South Wales will be a hybrid meeting, both online and here at VK2WI Dural, on Saturday the 13th of April. At each AGM, either four or five board members stand down and are eligible for a re-election, depending on the year. To be eligible to be a board member, the Constitution requires that you have been a member of ARNSW for a minimum of the past three consecutive years, as must your proposer and seconder. As you are standing to become a board member of a registered company, you will be required to obtain a director ID upon election, if you don't already have one. This year we have five board members standing down. While all are eligible for re-election, some may choose not to re-nominate. So if you're an eligible member, please consider nominating for the board. Bring your skills and passion for amateur radio to help ARNSW continue to evolve and grow into the future. There's a link to a nomination form on the homepage of the ARNSW website. Nominations close 42 days prior to the AGM at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 2nd of March 2024. This is also the closing date for notification of any special resolutions to be put to the members at the AGM. Note that if you are sending an item for nomination by mail, please post them in time to arrive by Friday the 1st of March. 73 from Eric, VK2VE, Secretary, Amateur Radio New South Wales. Weekly Solar and Geophysical Report. This report takes a brief look at the expected space weather conditions over the next few days, and in particular events that might affect radio propagation conditions. Our regular weekly Solar and Geophysical Report and Solar Flux Index update can be heard on tonight's VK2WI Evening News. Data in this report is supplied with thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Despite some significant solar activity earlier in the week, Friday was at R1 level with three low-level M-class flares. There are currently six numbered active regions on the visible solar disk, two with significant spot growth that brings strong chance of R2 to R3 level flares for the next few days and early next week. 10 centimetre solar flux should be around 175. Geomagnetic conditions were quiet in the Australian region on Friday and mostly quiet in the Antarctic region with an isolated period of G1 observed at Mawson. Quiet conditions are expected until late Sunday when the arrival of a CME first observed on the 21st of February is likely to induce activity at G1 levels. Quiet geomagnetic conditions are expected afterwards. Maximum usable frequencies, MUFs, on Friday were enhanced up to 25% in the Australian region. Ionospheric amplitude scintillation was observed at Darwin. MUFs are expected to be near predicted monthly values to 15% enhanced on Saturday and early Sunday, but moderately degraded HF conditions are expected later Sunday due to geomagnetic activity. MUFs are expected to return to be near predicted monthly values from Monday. A T-index around 108 is expected for the next few days, equal to predicted monthly value. Shortwave fade-outs are probable, mainly affecting lower HF frequencies. And now we've got another ID.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, the office telephone number is 02 9651 1490, which usually goes to the message bank. This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
Wison News. Wison is supporting Dementia Australia's Memory Walk and Jog events throughout 2024. Today, we're active at Lake Burley Griffin in Canberra. Operators are now being sought for events in Cronulla and Penrith on the 10th of March. The memory walks are great starter events for new or rusty Wison members, as they take only a couple of hours. Wison also provides the radios for these events, so you don't even need to bring your own gear. Why not give one a go? You'll find a link to the events list in the text edition of this news. To participate in any Wison event or just find out more about how you can use your amateur radio skills to benefit the community, you can email wison.ops@vrarescue.org. That's wison.ops@vrarescue.org. Wison has a meetup here at Dural on the first Sunday of every month. Next Sunday, several rural fire service units have been invited to bring their operational comms vehicles so we can see how they stack up against our VRA-62. We're also looking for inspiration for VRA-62's successor, currently in early planning. There will be a barbecue lunch, and Wison members are invited to demonstrate their off-grid communications prowess for the visitors. If you wish to attend, RSVP to wison.opsmanager@vrarescue.org. That's wison.opsmanager@vrarescue.org. Wison Nets take place every Sunday evening using FM voice DMR P25 or HF voice, depending on the week. All Wison members and other amateurs are welcome to call in. Tonight, the 6 p.m. net will be on the Chatswood 2-meter FM repeater, 147.150 MHz with net controller VK2WIC. The 6:30 p.m. net will be on Wison's Kurrajong VHF DMR repeater, followed at 6:45 p.m. by a net on Wison's VRA P25 repeater. Wison New South Wales is a support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales, specializing in tactical radio communications. In between activations, Wison supports local community events. These provide practical training for members and help raise the public profile of amateur radio. To find out more, check out the Wison New South Wales website at nsw.wison.org.au. That's nsw.wicen.org.au. Wison is also on Facebook and on X. There you can find photos and information about recent and upcoming Wison activities. Links are in the text edition of this news. For information about Wison groups around Australia, visit the web at wison.org.au.
All right. Thanks, Richard. Okay. Club news. We start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The club's next meeting is the March General Meeting at 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 2nd of March, at the SES building in Port Macquarie. Then there's the March Coffee Morning, 10 a.m. on Thursday, the 14th, at Brooklyn's Burger Bar, Thrumpster, followed by the Friday Night Get-Together at 7 p.m. on Friday, the 15th, in the SES building, Port Macquarie. The club's very popular 2024 calendar will be available at all upcoming club gatherings. The next Foundation Licence Training and Assessment Weekend will be held once the new arrangements with the ACMA are in place. Candidates for the Foundation Licence and for assessments for all grades of licence can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek nets from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both are on the VK2RPM 2-meter repeater, 146.7 MHz, with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access, and on Echolink via VK2RPM-R. Members and visitors are encouraged to participate in the club on-air nets as often as possible. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The January 2024 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues are on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. Hails from Henry, VK2ZHE for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. Morning, Henry. Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. and as always, club members and visitors are most welcome. The club's regular monthly meeting will be held at 1 p.m. next Saturday. Details will be emailed to members early this week. At the VK2RAG Summersby repeater site, the 6-metre repeater, D-Star, RadNet DMR, 2-metre Echolink, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres are all fully functional. The Weissen UHF MMDVM is still having problems. The Summersby Web SDR is online at websdr.ccarc.org.au. It's configured to listen on 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. It's on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater, 146.725 MHz, with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone, and on the CCARC, NSW and Ham Echolink conferences. It's also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including information on upcoming social events and all the details we can't tell you about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au or by phone 02-4340-2500 or social media. Search Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to like to follow for updates. 73 from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer, Central Coast Amateur Radio Club.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. For written contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, you can email office at arnsw.org.au or mail to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. The club's regular monthly meetings are on the first Friday of the month at 7:30 p.m. The next meeting is on the 1st of March at the club rooms, 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, in the Blue Mountains. Doors open from 7 p.m. The club rooms are also open twice a month from about 10 a.m. on the morning of the first and third Saturdays, unless otherwise noted on the club's Facebook page. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome. The clubs has several weekly nets. We have details in activities on the air later in this bulletin. And a new net time, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on the first and third Sunday of the month. The net is on the club's 6-metre repeater and on the 70-centimetre repeater on the second and fourth Sunday. The club's foundation classes resume in April and upgrade classes start on the 21st of February and continue on Wednesday nights, both on Zoom and in person at the Glenbrook Club Rooms. With a 98% pass rate, the club's courses and exam days do fill up quickly. Please contact Club Secretary Irene, VK2VAN, via email to secretary@bmarc.org for class dates, to register, or for more information. More information about the club can be found on the website at www.bmarc.org. That was advised by Stephen, VK2TSG, President, Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club. The next meeting of the club is the annual general meeting. It's on this Wednesday, the 28th of February, in Block M at the Campbelltown School of Performing Arts, Beverly Road, Campbelltown, commencing at 7:30 p.m. The AGM will be followed by the monthly general meeting. All financial members are encouraged to attend the AGM to vote for their 2024 committee. And as usual, visitors wishing to learn more about the hobby of amateur radio are most welcome to attend. The club's weekly net on Thursday evenings starts at 7:30 p.m. on the club repeater VK2RFG. The repeater frequency is 438.65 MHz. It has a negative 7 MHz input offset, and a 91.5 Hz tone is required for FM access. It's also accessible via EchoLink. To find out more about the club's activities, visit the website at fgarc.org.au. The club is also on Facebook. Search for VK2FG. That's Foxtrot Golf, for those who know their phonetic alphabets. That was submitted by Peter, VK2PR, on behalf of the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club. St. George Amateur Radio Society. The next gathering of the Society will be on Wednesday, the 6th of March. After more than 20 years at the Kyle Bay Scout Hall, the society is will now be holding their gatherings at Mortdale RSL Club. The club is in Macquarie Place, a 5-minute walk from Mortdale Railway Station. The club has excellent dining facilities and members are encouraged to arrive early for a bite to eat before the gathering. This gathering will be the annual show and tell event. Most amateur radio operators have other hobbies besides radio, and this is a good opportunity to show others what they find interesting. If you can't bring an item along, bring some photos on a USB stick to display on the big TV screen. Listeners are also reminded of the Society's weekly voice net on Thursday night at 8 p.m. on the VK2RLE 2-meter repeater at Engadine, 146.8 MHz with a negative 600 kHz offset and no subtone. There is also a digital net on Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. with various slow scan TV modes and other data modes. All are invited to the next gathering of the Society at Mortdale RSL Club, 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 6th of March. Details about all the Society's repeaters along with the Society's other activities are on the website www.sgars.org. 73 from Peter, VK2EMU, Publicity Officer, St. George Amateur Radio Society. Waverley Amateur Radio Society. Last Wednesday's monthly meeting featured a great talk by Tony, VK2KZ, on the sun and how sunspots affect things here on Earth. It was a fascinating presentation. After the very successful project day in February assembling a frequency source using an Arduino, the March project will be adding an encoder to the unit to make changing frequency easy by the twist of a knob. So bring your tools and your project along next Sunday, the 2nd of March, for the next stage to be led by Fred, VK2WS. Weekly nets continue on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. on the VK2RBV repeater in the CBD on 438.1125 MHz with a minus 5.4 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone for access. Net controller is usually Richard VK2XRC or Bob VK2NRC. The club's new email reflector based on the group's IO platform now has over 70% of members on board. Any members who haven't yet found it, go to groups.io and search for Waverley Amateur Radio Society. Wednesday lunchtime get-togethers continue from midday in the RSL Bistro. These now adjourn after lunch to the Anzac Room for some practical activities. Other activities, including monthly meetings, are continuing both in person and on Zoom. See the Society's website for details. You can keep up to date with the Waverley Amateur Radio Society on the web at vk2bv.org. On the site, you can also find more about kits available, update your membership details, and use the contact form to send in any inquiries. 73 from Eric, VK2V, Broadcast Publicity Officer. And now we've got an ident and activities on the air.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. If you missed anything in this morning's bulletin, tune in tonight at 19:30 to the expanded VK2WI news service on all VK2WI frequencies and automated repeater relays. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to the final segment of this morning's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz. And Amateur Radio Central West Group, lunchtime net, 1 p.m. on VK2RCW.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net, 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on EchoLink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz. And the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR Net, also at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. The Amateur Radio Central West Group Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RCW. The Lightning Net is at 8 p.m. on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve VK2STG. The Haddock Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net, 8 p.m. on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz, with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other Waverley activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 8 p.m. on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC Net from 8 p.m. on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net, 8 p.m. on 146.8 MHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. 7115 kHz. There's also 2 metre nets throughout the week. Check the website for details. The Hunter Radio Group net is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and on EchoLink node 1474. At 8 p.m, there's the Haddock net, 3608.5 kHz, the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net on VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Amateur Radio Central West Group net on 3653 kHz. Then the Armadale and District Amateur Radio Club net is at 8:30 p.m. on 3633 kHz.
Thursdays, Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net 12 p.m. on VK2RMP on 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on EchoLink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. St George Amateur Radio Society, 8 p.m. on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. CCARC Weekly Net from 8 p.m. on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and also on EchoLink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. The West Lakes Net, 9:30 a.m, 7115 kHz. And the Amateur Radio Central West Group at 8 p.m, VK2RCW.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows Net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP and VK2RUW. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network, VK2RFS, 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and a VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 a.m, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM. Wison New South Wales nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity. Email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02-944-0123.
All right, thanks, guys. Well, we can call off the search for Stuart's voice. We've found it. It was on that tape. I'll let him know. All right. Broadcast. No, we don't read that bit. Okay. A reminder that we are still seeking volunteers to continue regular news bulletins. We have places across a variety of roles, including many functions that can be done remotely. For those who previously expressed a desire to take part but can't make it to Dural, this is your opportunity. Contact the team by email to news@arnsw.org.au. On tonight's news bulletin at 7:30 p.m., with full local and state news plus technical features, including part 3 of the DMR series, your announcer will be Paul, VK2APA, with Izzy, VK2CAA, as engineer. That's all from VK2WI News for this morning. Your announcer has been John, VK2JV, and your engineer has been Stuart, VK2BMX. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provide the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society. On VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. And on Central Coast, Steve, VK2SKC, will be taking callbacks on both 6 and 2 metres repeaters at VK2RAG. So in other words, operators are standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the announcer's studio, I will start with 20 metres, then 80 metres, 30 metres, 40 metres and 160 metres. In engineering, Stuart will take callbacks on 10 metres and the VHF and UHF frequencies. He will advise the order. That's all the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening. Okay. You flick that switch down?
Right. Oh, yeah.